Well, good morning, and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And we are the 25th of March, 2026. I've not long come back from India, which was on Thursday, and the 19th, and I've kind of settled back in now, getting back on the English time. I had a fantastic time in India, and I'm really thankful for Sangha and the believers there of India. I'm also thankful to God for opening up the doors, for allowing me the privilege again to go and to learn and to see the simplicity that is in Christ. You know, who we really are is being lived. Who we really are in Christ is being shown. And God is doing this throughout the body of Christ. You know, and really our faith and our confession that we've learned is so powerful. It's not just a one-off thing that we learn and we know it. This is something that we do daily. You know, and confession needs to be done with faith, because we can speak and we can declare and we can confess things, but we got to believe it in the depths of our heart. It has to be mixed with faith. And the reason why I say that, because, you know, we got to believe the words that we're speaking is done, is already done. Like, what we say will become. Because we're not just speaking any words. We're not speaking worldly words. We're speaking the heavenly words that God is energizing within us. So we got to keep speaking. In Romans 10:17, it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, or hearing the words from God. And, you know, we got to keep hearing it. It's not just a one-off hearing. It's a continual hearing. Just like the renewing of your mind is a continual process of saying what God says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, getting rid of the thoughts and the feelings of the world's words that have been programmed into us, the things that we grew up believing and seeing but is not true, that have controlled and dominated our life subconsciously without us realizing it. So God's word is the renewing. God's word is the refreshing. It's quick, it's powerful, it's living, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts through all the negatives. It cuts through all those things that attach itself to us through the old nature. And now, you know, we are a new creation. This is the declaration. I am a new creation in Christ. I am filled with the Holy Spirit of God. I am connected to the Godfather, like he's my boss. God is my dad and my boss. And now I'm connected. I am powerful. Now I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I have all the resources and supply in my life that I'll ever need, because my God has supplied all my need. You know, if we want to change things in our life, then it's time for us to speak God's word with faith. And by repetition. Repetition is very important that we do that. It's not just a one-off phrase. You know, I am prosperous, and never say it again. Never believe it. Never build it in our heart. You know, the words that we speak are seed, and they're going into our heart first because we're declaring it. And then it's still springing up within you, and it becomes a cycle of good words, good heavenly words that are in the depths of your heart, growing and being watered by the confession and repetition of what you're speaking from your mouth. And so then when you really begin to speak it, after a while, you'll really begin to believe what you're saying. You know, I am well provided for. I am the head and not the tail. I used to say that and think, well, I'm not the head and not the tail. Everything's kicking my butt. You know, I used to have that thought in my mind, but that's not a renewed mind in there. That's still kind of agreeing with my old nature, and I'm not really speaking it with faith. So we don't want to just go through the motions. It's easy to go through the motions. It's easy to copy and sound really good also, but we want to do this with faith, you know. So we're not gonna let just a repetition of religious tradition come out of our mouth, or just a repetition of saying the same old things without real faith behind it. And real faith is very simple. You know, we receive the words as this is God's word, and this is it. This is what God says. This is it. This is how it is. And when we can do that, then we can see God really go to work. We can see the manifestations of the blessings of the promises of God manifest in our life. And that's what God wants for each of us. He wants us to show forth his abundance, his love, his power, and knowing that he really is the supplier of all of our need. Right, God says, I shall supply all your need according to my glorious riches by Christ Jesus. God owns all the gold, all the silver. He has all the answers. He has all the direction. He can supply everything for us. And we got to really believe that. There was a time I knew that, but was it in the depths of my heart? Was that truth really in the depths of my heart? Or was it I was just, okay, I understood that. It says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all my need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. We have to take that and make it our own, that it really is like we spoke it, even though God spoke it. And then it becomes a part of us, you know, that yes, my God shall supply all my need, even when things are being difficult in my life, even when it seems like the supply is not there. Our declaration should be, but my God shall supply all my need. I know how to abase and I know how to abound, and I give joy and rejoicing in every circumstances because God will not let me down. And that's how we have to stay in our mind and in our heart and in our confession and around the people around us, especially when other people saying, well, you're not getting your need back, we can't see it happening, the things are not coming together for you. We cast those words down. They're not from God. That's the world's words. That's the world's way. That's the response of the world. We want to respond with God. And so we're not going to let our circumstances define who we are, where we are, what we have, what we don't have. That's not going to dictate no longer. But the confession needs to be done with faith, you know, and then there needs to be the corresponding action as God works in you in a situation that you might need to take action on. But God is arranging everything for us. God is the one that's leading us through those things. God is the one that gives us the words when we set our minds on things above, not on the things of the earth. See, the things that cut the things of God is the things of the earth. You know, it's an enemy. You know, the things in the earth, the mindset, the words and the belief system is not from God. It's from the world, and it's earthly. And it's sensual and it's devilish. It doesn't produce the wonderful results that the living word of God produces. And the living words that come from God that are energized within you through the Holy Spirit, they're quick, they're powerful, they're sharp. And when we got that in our heart and coming out of our mouth, and we can make those confessions with the faith, you will get what you say. You will manifest what you say. Just like on the opposite side, if you're speaking with fear, uncertainty, unbelief, you're going to manifest that too. Because it works for faith and fear alike. You know, fear it works like faith works, but in reverse, in the wrong way. Fear is false evidence appearing real. You imagine the fear is in your mind, and you imagine, you know, all the wrong things that could happen, and it's magnified in your mind because fear energizes the negativity and enlargement of the picture of your mind of what you're fearing. Whereas faith doesn't do that. Faith gives you the clear outcome and the certainty within your heart that it's already done. So don't let what you see and what you hear or what you feel dictate you. No, we got to practice that. This is a practice. No, because emotions are very strong. And we don't allow the emotions to rise up. We don't allow the emotions to dictate. The just shall live by faith, not by emotions. The just shall live by faith, not by negativity, not by fear, not by wrong responding. So, you know, you can't have enough of faith and confession. It's always going to be there. And God really wants us to understand that. And as sons of God, you know, we're not to live by what the world says, but we're to live by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God, because it's available to do that if we set our minds to do that. You know, Jesus said, you know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God, that continual heavenly flow and direction from God. That manna that is pouring, that manna that is feeding our faith. You know, and we speak it until we become one with it. You've got to become one with the promises of God. Like it says in the scriptures, all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. It's yes and yes. That's, we got to become one with that. You know, in other words, we are total agreement with that, with no doubt, that my God shall supply all my need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. We have to come into oneness with that. We believe it like we've spoke it and experienced it and live it. And that my God shall supply all my need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. God multiplies my seed sown. He increases the fruits of my righteousness, and he causes all grace to abound towards me. We can't just say that once or twice or three times and then revert back to, oh, I got no money, nothing comes through for me, nothing works, I've been honoring God, I haven't seen an abundance, I haven't seen this great increase yet. You can't do that, because you're not going to see it. No, we see it before we manifest it. You speak it before you manifest it. It's like you've got to see it in your mind, and then you hold it in your hand. And I just felt inspired to just encourage that, you know, with faith and confession, it's not something that you just know off by. You don't know it off by heart. We're learning this as we go. We know quite a lot about faith. And we know quite a lot about confession and the ways it can play out. And, you know, saying what we want by repetition. It's got to be by repetition. We've got to be one with what we're saying. We've got to be in agreement with that word living in our heart. You know, when we say, my God shall supply all my need, we've got to believe that 100%. You know, and we give praise and glory. We've got to become fully persuaded. There may be some truths and records and promises that you know, but you're not fully persuaded yet. You know them, you believe them to a certain degree, but in the depths of your heart, you know, being one with that, that you can bet your life on it. You can bet your life on the promises of God, because he is faithful, you know, and he really wants all of us to be successful. And then we got to look at ourselves and look at our lives and look at the areas of our life. If we're not being successful, well, if God wants me successful, then why am I not successful? If God wants me to be abundantly blessed, why am I not abundantly blessed? There's got to be something from our end that we're not seeing, we're not understanding. And that's where the humility comes in pursuing God for the understanding, for the wisdom of his words, for the wisdom of his knowledge. Because you've got knowledge and then you've got the wisdom, that knowledge applied. And we need to be able to apply the knowledge aright. And what God shows us, you know, like when God spoke to me at the back of my door, Lawrence, say what you want, not what you see. You've been saying what you see, Lawrence. Stop saying what you see. Stop saying what you feel. Stop saying how your emotions are. Stop saying how your bank balance is. Stop saying about what other people say about you. Who cares? What does God say about you? How much does God love you? I'm more fully persuaded about what God says about me than anybody else, even if they're nice words. My God loves me. I am highly favored. I am successful. I am beloved. I am as Christ is in this world. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And this is the heart and mind that God would have us to have. This is the mind of Christ. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to put on those words in our minds. Mark 11, what does it say? You know, Mark 11, 23, you know, 22. Jesus said, have the faith of God. Jesus, the day before, has spoken to that fig tree. You know, he spoke to a tree. He spoke to a thing. And we got to learn that we can speak to things. We can speak not just to people, but we can speak to things, we can speak to problems, we can speak to poverty, we can speak to lack, we can speak to sickness. This is our great authority. We can restore what is being breached and what is being broken. We can restore it with the reconciliation of the words of God coming from our mouth and the faith coming from our heart. Now, God has given us the word and ministry of reconciliation. You know, reconciling men and women back to God, but also reconciling brokenness. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is, you know, not just upon us, it's within us. To heal the brokenhearted, to give recovery of sight to the blind, not just physically blind, but spiritually blind, because the eyes have been veiled with the lies of the world. So our words are just so powerful. And we can't just dumb down faith and confession. Well, it's just faith and confession. I know about that. Do you? Do you really know about it? Then you should be living the bestest life then. Because we're all learning it. We're still learning it. I'm still learning this faith and confession. I just get blown away just how much this is so powerful. And that is a continual process. Just like the renewed mind is a continual thing. It's not just a day. One day I've renewed my mind and now that's it. I mean, I am as Christ is with the spiritual mind. But there's a carnal mind there that keeps trying to interfere there. You know, that's what we've reckoned dead. And then we don't focus on that carnal mind. We focus on who we are. That's how we renew our mind, through the faith and confessions, through taking those wonderful actions. We're in synchronization in our heart, in our minds, in our words, and in our actions. And as we move in that way, then we start to see, behold, all things are brand new. Oh, behold, my finances are all brand new. Oh, behold, my health is all brand new. God said, light be. He called it. You know, he called it, and light become. And he was fully persuaded. Abraham become fully persuaded that what God said to him, you're going to be the father of many nations. He wasn't at the time God's on the physical side. He wasn't at the time when God says, you know, I'm going to make you. God already said, I have made you. God already seen it as done. See, that's the other point. With what we're confessing, we got to see that as already done. And Jesus is saying, now have the faith of God. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, unto this debt, unto this poverty, unto these negative emotions, unto this madness, or unto whatever the problem may be, whosoever shall say unto this problem, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall believe in his heart the things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Things will obey your words. Now you've got to believe that. If you don't believe it, you won't be commanding, you won't be declaring, you won't be telling poverty to take, pack its suitcase and leave your life. You won't be telling sickness and disease to pack its suitcase and leave your life. It's got no rights in your life whatsoever. You are a son and daughter of the Most High God, filled with the Spirit of God. And you are well changers. You've already overcome through what Jesus Christ has done. You just live in Christ, you've overcome. And then you've got to see yourself as an overcomer that is already done. That you are living this victorious life that you desire. What do you desire? How do you see your Christian life? How do you see your standing and walk with God? You've got to see that you're already living it. Even if you're not, you've got to see it in your mind's eye. Ask God to build your heart with that type of faith and become one with the words. Become one with what God is saying. Jesus said, me and my Father are one. What? One in what? One in purpose. One with the words that God was speaking, with God's vision, with God's desire. And they form vision and desire come in the form of words, and God makes known his words. He makes known his will. He makes known his way. And Jesus was one with that. Now we need to become one with that in our hearts and our minds and our daily practices. You know, we don't live below par. We don't struggle with emotions. You know, God wants you to overcome that. You are delivered. You are set free from your old nature. You are set free from those feelings that drown you and try and strangle you. You are delivered. You are healthy. You are whole. And also with your finances, you are very successful. You are very rich. You know, you are in such a great position to bless and to give. God has given you the most generous, liberal heart. This is the confession that we make. This is the confession I make about me. No, I got a generous heart. Just like when I went to India, Sangha and the believers took care of our hotel, of our food, and they just took care of it. There was nobody saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to take care of it. They just done it. The heart was so willing to give and to bless and to make sure that we got blessed, and they wanted to bless us. They had the willing heart of giving, and that's what we all have to have, a willing heart of giving. You know, that the generosity of God is risen up within our hearts to overflowing. You know, we're not just given a, you know, someone can just chuck a £5 or a $5 or a $10. No, that's good that you give. It's very good. There's a good practice. But to generosity, like an abundance of giving, Because once there's an abundance of giving, there's an abundance of receiving. And as you sow, so shall you reap. You know, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So God wants us to reap all the good things. He's given us all his principles. And this is a principle. Faith and confession is a principle. That if you apply it, if you understand it, you ask God for his wisdom on it, and then you practice it. And it's every day. You know, it's practicing daily living. It's a part of your routine, just as much as you waking up and breathing in, breathing out. That faith and confession is hot and it's on fire. And it's not just something that you've learned and then you forget and move on to the next subject. This is a daily thing. And you become stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger in it. Just like the practice of speaking in tongues. The more you do that, the more you start to see the benefits, the stronger you become. It's like a workout. It's like me going to the gym every day when I'm back at home to the gym. Just a few minutes on the old treadmill is making an impact. It's slow. It's like the tortoise. It's slow, but it's making an impact. I'm not in a rush. Every day, just doing those steps that I'm able to do, that's comfortable for me, and making progress. Chipping away day by day, or we can let the negatives chip in day by day, and you know, the uncertainties chip in day by day by repetition, or we can do good positive things from God day by day by repetition, little and often, you know, and it's good, and your progress, you may not see the progress in the beginning, but as you continue, start to see progress. And I've seen that in my little bit of walking and my little bit of having the spa and doing certain things, changing my food, you know, changing my diet. And our faith and confession, what diet of the world have you been having, or of the Word of God have you been having? You can see if someone's fit spiritually or they're fit in the world by what comes out of their mouth. You can tell what diet they're eating spiritually with words, that type of diet. So, you know, what did Jeremiah say? He said, I found thy words and eat them. They became the joy and rejoicing of my heart. They became the joy and rejoicing of his heart. It wasn't immediate. He found them and then he started to eat. He started to think. He started to meditate. He started to mutter. He started to speak. And then that word became the joy and rejoicing of his heart. David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my God, my Redeemer. You know, so we want to speak those becoming words from God, those words of life, those words of richness, those words of blessing, those spell-breaking words, those curse-breaking words, those life-giving words that will give energy to people, that will bring hope and joy and direction and vision and desire. That's what the words of God build in people. When we speak on the lips of our believing, we want to build faith into people. We want to build great God's heart within people. And we encourage people. Now you move with God. You start to say what God says. You become one with his word. You become one with his vision. You become one with his direction. Let God be first. Let God be first. If you want to see things move, you've got to let God be first. And like I said, when I went to India, the greatest thing someone asked me, Mary Wade asked me, "No, what is it they do?" And I said, it's just simple faith. They believe the words. They move with God. They look to God. No one's teaching them anything apart from, now you go to God. And they're let free. Now you go. You go and you go to God. You give him your desires. You lay it on the line. And it's with you too. So you can hold to old traditional ways, the ways that you're used to, and the ways that you've learned before, which has not really got you far. Or you can really move with tenacious faith, as Mary shared the other day. You can really move with childlike faith, very powerful, very hot, very simple, and cutting through all the darkness, all the negativities. So what words do you want to live by? Do you want to live by the words of the world, the words of Christianity, tradition, or somebody else's words? Or do you want to live from the words of God? because that's what we're to live by. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God, man shall live. And Jesus Christ lived this way. He walked that way. He blazed the trail. And now we're to blaze the trail. Now we're to walk in his stead. We're to do the same works that he'd done and greater. And part of those works is to say what God says. Part of those works is to call forth the dead to life. Is to speak to things and to tell that those things what to do. The tree to die backwards. No one to eat fruit of you hereafter forever. The winds to stop. The waves to calm. The hand to be restored. The eyes to be opened. The ears to be opened. Now we start speaking. Changing water into wine. Has anyone done that? I haven't done that. I love to do a great miracle to bring God the glory, to show that he's still alive. Because signs, miracles and wonders are God's calling card. And it comes through our faith and our confession and our practice of our faith. Taking action upon the words. Not sitting there mentally assenting. Oh, I've done my confessions for today. That's it. I'm righteous. Now, you're already righteous. You're right before God. There's nothing you have to do to be right before God. You are righteous. You are justified. You are sanctified. You're redeemed. You have the words and ministry of reconciliation. Jesus Christ accomplished that for you. And when you believed on him, when you believed in your heart and you said with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and you believe God raised him from the dead, you received the Spirit, you received all of what Jesus Christ accomplished. Now you got great authority. Now you got great responsibility. Because with authority comes responsibility. With the words from God comes responsibility. Either we're going to speak them or we're not. Either we're going to live them or we're not. Either we're going to play them out or we're not. Either we're going to take them seriously and become one with them or we're not. And God wants you to become one with his words. He wants you to believe his promises above any feeling or emotion or circumstances that is coming your way or has been in your way. You tell it to get out of the way. That's the authority you've got. And you've got to believe that. You've got to believe what you're saying is going to go to work straight away. No messing around. And what we say is and becomes, because God has given us the words to speak forth. That's the authority that we've got. So we don't have to put up with second best. We don't have to put up with lack or sickness or disease. Even if we get hit with those things, by his stripes you were healed. Even if you get hit those things, you have great prosperity and abundance. You are the greatest givers in the face of the earth. You have a generous heart. You are very generous. You are very successful. You are overloaded with abundance. That's how you have to think and speak about yourself, even if your circumstances says different. What are we going to believe? The circumstances? Or are we going to believe who we truly are? Because that's who you truly are. God has given you a blank check, just like he gave Solomon. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So this is what I wanted to share this Wednesday, the 25th of March, 2026. God is good. God is at work. And it's never, I'm never coming away from this faith and confession, because I know this is where it begins and ends. What God says will be and will become and has become is already come to pass. And we see it in our minds. And we hold the promises in our hands. All the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. And God wants you to manifest his abundance. He wants you to manifest his health. He wants you to manifest his relationship. And all it takes with that is obedience to do what God says. Is a denying of yourself, really, in a sense. And a denying of the senses, maybe. Let's put it that way. Deny those senses, faults that make you go inwards and dwell upon yourself. Because really we should be dwelling upon God, you know, where the richness is, where the freedom is, where the light is, where the deliverance is. So anyway, this is what I want to share. God bless you. Have the greatest of days and rest of the week. You're God's best. God bless you.